much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We are so excited about being with you today every Wednesday. You already know. I cannot wait to be with you guys. I look forward to it every single Wednesday. And today is no different. I couldn't wait to get in the building just so I can spend time with you guys. An hour is just not enough time. But you know what? I'm super excited that you guys have help make this radio show, talk show, one of the number one talk shows around the world. And I'm so excited for everything that you do to help this happen, for you spreading the word, telling a friend, tuning in, telling your neighbor, telling everybody. It's so cool. I just want to tell you how much we appreciate you here. And not only are you guys growing, but we're growing here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. So I'm just so appreciative to all of the team here that helped make it exciting for you and informative for you and encouraging for you and everything that it does for you to help make your day a lot better. We just thank you so much again. All right, so let's get started because we got Dr. Barbara waiting for us to get started. So I'm super excited about that because we got a lot to talk about this weekend, so I'm glad about that. And then we got Gina G with the Trend and C, and Dietrich is trying to make it, you guys. He's got so much going on with promo, so he's been traveling. He's in Chicago, so we're just trying to play. We're winging it right now, but we're just really excited about the show. And then we have Elizabeth Brooks. We're going to be talking about fitness and so much more. All right, well, let's get started with the weather. We got to go ahead with that. Because today is a beautiful day in D.C. Right now in D.C. is 57 degrees, and the high is going to be 63. No rain, but you can expect rain on Friday. So I'm super not happy about that, but I guess it's going to work for you guys. But this is spring. Guess what? It rains in the spring. I'll be in Raleigh. I don't know what the weather's going to be, but we're going to be talking more about that as soon as Dr. Barbara gets on. Okay, Detroit, you got rain and it's 39 degrees, showers. You're going to be ending with that in noon, and your high today is going to be 45. That's pretty good for you, Detroit. I'm from there, so you already know. I know what's going on. Jacksonville, Florida, 75 degrees right now. Your high is 82 today. You got some clouds coming, but not bad. No rain. That's good. London, you are raining right now, and you got rain, rain, rain all day, all tomorrow. You're waking up to 33 degrees, and your high tomorrow is going to be 46. Los Angeles, you are 57 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high today is 73 degrees. You know I love you. I just left you last week. Can't wait to come back to you. I'm so excited about L.A. 59 degrees, Augusta, Georgia. You got rain, too, all day until tomorrow, and that's going to be your weather today. Your high is going to be 61 degrees, so just be ready for that, you guys. Miami, you're 81 degrees. Your high today is 82. Got a lot of winds coming this week, so be prepared for that. Kenya, you're 86 degrees. Lots of showers going on right now. You got thunderstorms all week except for Saturday, so be prepared for that. 75 degrees is going to be what you're waking up to. 96 degrees is going to be your high. South Australia, you're 66 degrees. Hey, Australia, sunshine tomorrow all week long. It's just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful all down the way. 57 degrees is what you're waking up to, so be ready for that. Hawaii, you are 54 degrees right now. Tomorrow you're waking up to 51 degrees, but you're today. Be prepared for this. Showers all evening into the morning, so be ready for that. All right, and your high is going to be 64 degrees. Let's see, Puerto Rico, you are 77 degrees right now. You are partly cloudy, but you got sunshine coming towards this evening, waking up to 62 degrees. Portugal, 48 degrees right now. That's your high. You're waking up to 39 degrees. And be prepared because you have showers, too. If I did not name your nation, your continent, the state you're in, or whatever, however have you, God is still in control, and he has the final say. So it doesn't matter what's going on through you, in you, around you. He's still got a solution just for you. And also a way of escape. Today is a good day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall be joyful and glad in it. All right? So let's get ready for Ministerial Moment and Dr. Barbara, but first we got to get a word from the sponsor. We'll be right back.
You know Zion as a physical place of Israel, but did you know that it's also a spiritual reality in you? Bestseller author John Eckhart has strategies for you to embrace your identity as Zion. or the place where God dwells. In his book, I Am Zion, Eckhart invites you to apply the characteristics and blessings in Isaiah 60. Learn how to reach a level of faith that releases blessings, healing, deliverance, promotion, and increase. If you don't understand the benefits that are available to you, you won't seek after them. Harness the reality that you are the dwelling place of God and experience the amazing blessings that are waiting for you. Check out I Am Zion by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold. All right. Okay, so welcome back, you guys. So listen, I want to talk about a little about wholeness. You know, you guys know that I'm all about wholeness, mind, body, and soul. That is just my whole thing that God has given me years ago. And I have just been really seeking him for that, not just for myself, but being able to get the revelation to help so many other women. And I'm so glad to be partnering up with Dr. Barbara and so many other women. We're going to be talking more about that. But since today is the Wednesday before the actual event on March 6th through the 8th, I want to talk about what God has done for me as far as with wholeness. It's a continual process. And what I love, instead of worrying about it being a process, I'm enjoying the journey. He reveals so much more to me about his way, his way, his character, just the way he sees me and how much he loves me. This is the most exciting time of my life, because I think at first when I started 17 years ago and I surrendered my life this third time around, you know, they say third time is the best time, and I'm hoping so with marriage and everything, but we'll get more into that. You guys know my story, but we'll get more into that another time. But anyway, three times, you know, and I've been consistent with him this time. I don't know if it was maturity or just the right time, but I know that any time that God calls us, it's the right time. And so I've been so diligent in my walk with him and wanting to see him and wanting to be changed and wanting to see things so differently. And I know that, you know, he has a grace period for everything. So like, even though I wasn't totally delivered, I was still able to minister the gospel. I was still able to, you know, spread the word and bring encouragement and just him getting all the glory and just the things that has happened and things that I've achieved in my life. He was still able to get the glory in my mess. But I was still at a place where I was like, it's something more. I need more. Like, not things. I need, like, to be healed. I'm still thinking a certain way. I'm still feeling a certain way. I'm still reacting a certain way. And no matter how many scriptures are, you know, quoted and affirmed and declared and decreed, and no matter how many times I cast out and bound out and, you know, all of that, I was still struggling. But the thing about it is, I had to sit back in certain points in my life and allow him to show me, but you're not the same as you used to be. You didn't react the way you used to. You didn't give up the way you did before. Oh my God, this is so, I mean, it's just so such a blessing. He's such so awesome. You didn't do this the way you used to do it. So you have grown, you have matured, but there's still some things. Yeah, we'll get to it. Just hold on, you know. And I would still keep reading and still keep going and, you know, all of that. And I would even say, if I could gut it out myself, I'd myself, just take it and remove it, like, for God's sakes, get it out. And he would always remind me that his grace was sufficient for thee, and he would remind me of Paul and David, and everybody had something, but they still kept moving. And so for that, I got to learn how much he loved me and how he understood me and how he knew, you know, what I was born into, but then he predestined me and he chose my parents. So it's like, well, what do I have to do with this? I mean, it's not my fault, you know what I'm saying? So that relieves some burden and some, you know, shame and all of this other stuff and where I thought I should be and things like that. So I wanted to understand what and how. And so in the seasons past, even up to this date, he has been revealing so much more, like, this is because of this and that's because of that. And we're readjusting your thought process, and we're giving you a different perspective and a different point of view, because this is how you've been trained and this is what you saw and this is what you experienced and this and that. And it wasn't even about it wasn't about what I did or who did it or any of that, even though those played a role. know, but just to understand, you know, that this is why I'm thinking this way, or this is why I felt this way. And just him showing this to me just showed me so much more of his love. So what I want to say is wholeness is a process, but it can be done, and it could be a deliverance right away. It could be instantaneously. And that's what we're believing for this weekend. We're believing that God has got us to this point in time, each and every one of us, and everyone is registered. And we'll talk about the numbers when Dr. Barbara get on here. The numbers of women and whoever, we don't even know. It's just thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people that have registered, and everybody is welcome. So, you know, just but women is really what we're talking about at this point in time. Anybody catch the blessing, catch it. But women is, you know, that have been dealing with this and having to do the work and keep the faith. Keep the faith and keep the faith and keep it moving and keep believing and keep it going and keep fighting and keep and just, I just believe that this is a time that God is releasing this healing and this deliverance and this wholeness, so we can focus on the matters at hand, which is the assignments and destinies and what we're called, the purpose and all of this stuff. So we're just so excited. So when she comes on here, you think I'm excited. She's going to bring even more energy because God gave her this vision, and it is just, I mean, I don't know what's going on with her, but what I've seen, it has just been, I don't know, everything just coming together. It's just been like handed to her and her husband the way it looks to me. And I know she's been doing a lot of posting and a lot of interviews and a lot of things on her show, but this is a season now that I am a living testament of it, and I know she's a living testament of it, and we'll talk more about it. But I just want to encourage you to tell a friend right now, if you are listening, tell somebody so they can hear what's going on about this summit that's coming up. And we're going to talk about this even more, because it's so amazing and so many awesome people are going to be there. You just don't want to miss this opportunity. It is great. And like I said, God is able. You don't have to stay in the same place anymore. You don't have to think the same way anymore. God is a deliverer. He is. I'm telling you, I was a hot mess. I rolled literally on my knees praying from a hot mess of a week. And if he could talk to me and minister to me and I understand what he's saying, and then my life has never been the same again, he could do the same and will do it. And I believe it is happening this weekend. So help me welcome Dr. Barbara Lowe to the show. Welcome, Dr. Barbara.
Oh, I am beyond honored to be here with you. Dr. Gina, I know when I get online with like my tribe, you know, you just love those people and you're careful who you trust your people with. And I want to thank you and tell you I'm so honored to be here with your radio show tribe. And I just want to say to y'all, I love you because you love Dr. Gina and I love Dr. Gina. And through that, we are connected. And I'm so grateful.
Well, the name of this women's conference, and first of all, we got some really, really cool people. Real Talk Kim, Cora Jakes, Coleman, Laura Grant, and so many more. I mean, it's just a whole lot of people. We're talking about legacy. We're talking about relationships. We're talking about, you know, just the healing. It is the World's Women's Wholeness Summit, and it's March the 6th through the 8th this year. It's 3wsummit.com. That's where you need to sign up right now. Sign up for your mama, sign up for your aunties, your cousins, everybody needs, it's free. So you got to sign up. So let's talk about this some more, Dr. Barbara. World Women's Wholeness Summit. For those that didn't listen last week, didn't catch the archive, let's talk about how you got started with this vision.
Well, honestly, the Lord started me on a mission a couple years ago regarding helping women snap into place. And it's been a progressive revelation that the Lord has been showing me that he is bringing an arising of wholeness and legacy living through women, to women and through women, that is going to impact the world, that whole women will change the whole world. There's an arising and an awakening happening that's going to go down in the history books, and it's coming to and through women first, and then it's going to spread world to the rest of the world. And I'm so excited. You're not going to believe this, but I really started working on this in maybe October or November. And God brought it together to where we have 74 world-class speakers. I mean, I started working on this in 2019 in the late fall. And
I
got
can't
it brought
believe
together.
That. That is I awesome. Know. That is awesome. World. Do you know how long it takes people to put something like this together, like a year, 2 years? And I knew it was, it just seemed like God had just, because one minute I heard about it, I was ecstatic to be a part of it and so grateful to be a part of it and offered the opportunity. But just the fact of seeing it just grow and grow and grow. Like, wow, it's just mind blowing to me. And you said you started this in the fall? Wow.
Yes, we started recruiting speakers in the fall and started recording speakers in the late fall. And most of the people we've recorded in 2020 and just put this together. We have a team. Gosh, our team is probably 25 or 30 now. Some volunteers, some paid. And Tim and I, my husband and I, have taken on the cost of this ourselves. And if people want to buy all accesses for $1 a video, that will help us defray the cost because we're several tens of thousands of dollars in on this. But we're happy with that because we know the Lord has given us this assignment and we are sowing into the kingdom. And what we're asking women to do is into your own lives and your friends' lives, your church members' lives, your aunties, your mamas, sow into their lives by getting everyone into the summit. Sow the time. That's what I'm asking you to do. Sow the time to get whole. God has been showing me that this is a year of triple abundant pouring out blessings upon women who will really press in. And the way you press in is you get into the summit, get into this content, and you let the Lord do what he wants to do. This is different from other summits. Or other events you might see, because we have a lot of mental health professionals who are at the top of their class, and we also have speakers who aren't mental health professionals but who have really gone through things, who are like, we have like movie stars, heads of corporations, we have pastors of mega churches, people who are pastors of churches that are 10,000, 20,000 big. We have some of the business moguls and gurus, mostly women. And they poured out their life's message for you in this summit. It is going to transform your life. God has shown me this is not just a new chapter in your book. It is a new book that he's writing in your life. He is saying all things are becoming new now. But you have to press in. You have to attend the summit. You have to get into the content. It's going to revolutionize your life. We're going through every area of wholeness that women struggle with, including, you talked about divorce. I've been divorced too, including divorce, including rape, molestation, assault, homelessness, human trafficking, depression, anxiety, infertility, having a child die. Anything you can imagine that women go through, we have it in this summit. Betrayal trauma, everything.
It's so amazing and so awesome that for something like this, and I know God is so pleased with every person that has contributed in some kind of way with their testimonies, their stories, and just him getting so much glory out of that, because I know it's not every day that we get to, you know, have these conversations, and some of us may have told this story, you know, years ago, and maybe we found some more, you know, revelation out about it, and God has given us more for this particular time to be able to share and really help. I really believe that the information that each and every person that has given their message and given their testimony has something so fresh at this season and this time to break and destroy every chain off of every viewer, every listener to the summit. I just believe it. This is not an ordinary situation. This is not just a regular conference. This is not just a everyday, you know, like she said, some of the ministers and some of the leaders are, you know, have thousands and thousands of members at their church. This is just not the ordinary situation. This is a designated time that God has ordained for this message. It is a fresh wind of fire. I believe it's a fresh wind of fire. And that when you hear these different testimonies and you see all of this that's going on this summit, this is something you don't want to miss. This is a moment in time. I believe that it is going to release something into you that is going to change your life for absolute ever. Just like Dr. Barbara said, it's not a chapter. It is a whole new book. This is something that your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard. You don't even have a clue the plans that God had for you. I believe that in this summit, that once you get into this and you partake and you absorb it and you eat from this table that God has prepared in the presence of your enemies, you will see the manifestation of new ideas, y'all. Come on. New job opportunities, y'all. New relationships. I just believe that this is going to free you so much that the scales are going to be removed from your eyes. I believe that, Dr. Barbara. That's what I'm praying for. And I'm telling you, I've been fasting this week for this, and I'm telling you, the devil is not happy any kind of way. Any kind of way, and, you know, to stop the tracks of this thing on my end, he's been trying to do. And I've been fighting it tooth and nail and, you know, just thinking on these things that are positive, thinking on these things that are pure, thinking of the reason why, you know, the enemy may be upset or maybe trying to fight back. But let me tell you something. It's because this is a time that, oh, my God, when he thought he had his foot on our necks, more, we're going to have the foot on the devil's neck right now. We're going to have the boldness, the confidence. We're going to have everything is going to be, I just feel like fire. All I keep feeling in my spirit is fire, fire, fire. And I'm telling you, if you got to climb across the road, honey, to touch the hem of the garment, go ahead and do it. If you got to go to the neighbors, if you got to borrow a phone, I'm telling you, this is a moment. You know, God says that he would do something like in a moment, what would take us years to do. Look at how quickly God did this. He gave this woman and her husband a vision. They both came in agreement with it, and God just took over. This is not heard of. It's no way in the world that you could tell me. As long as I've been in ministry, I've never heard of anything at this magnitude, for one, but for two, of a magnitude of any kind, putting on a conference, having people come and participate, and all of these things. In such a short time, you know that this is God, y'all. This is not just talk. How many people we got now registered, Dr. Barbara? Over 8,000+, right?
Yeah, I think last time I looked a couple hours ago, it was 8,700. Yeah.
Now you come on now. Come on now. I don't want to name names, but I done been to a whole bunch of, we all some well-known people that go around the world putting on crusades and conferences. I have not seen, my eyes have not seen 8,700 people. I have not. So I am very excited. This to me means something. It reminds me of, I'm going to tell you what it reminds me of. And this is, I don't think I've shared this story. When I finally gave my life to the Lord, 17 years ago for the third time, but when I finally did it, I was getting high, right, with this girl, you know, for years. I mean, every time we came into Charlotte, this girl was the contact girl to get high with. And I mean, things were just getting lost. I mean, I would dried up like a prune, like money was getting dried up. I think I got fired from a job. My husband at the time wasn't getting much work. We didn't hardly have food, couldn't pay our bills, all this stuff, but I kept getting high. So anyway, I was getting high with this lady, and all of a sudden she went to jail. 2 weeks later, she comes and visit because she wanted to minister to me. Now, here this is that I thought that this girl was the wildest thing ever. Isn't that something that we can be in the same mess and somehow think we're better than somebody else? But she was wild. But all I know is that she came out of that prison quoting scriptures. It changed my life forever. That was the moment that I knew when I saw God move in this person's life. I couldn't touch her. I couldn't tempt her. I couldn't seduce her in any kind of way to do anything. He even told me, I heard him say, leave her alone. And I knew then, I said, oh my God, am I going to die? Do I need to do something? Because you are moving. And as soon as I surrendered, I think it was like within days, I ended up leaving the area. I ended up cleaning up. I got delivered from crack. I got delivered from sexual perversion. I got delivered from all of that. I started hearing his voice. It was that moment. If I had wasted any more time, I don't know how much time I would have had to go around. This is a moment. I'm trying to tell you now. This is a moment that God, oh, thank you, Jesus, that God is moving. And if you've been praying for a healing, if you've been praying for a deliverance, if you've been praying for something different, to get to know him more, to change, to be more like him, to have a heart like his, to have a mind like Christ. If you've been praying for this, this is a summit you've got to sign up for. It's only free. It's only free.
That's right.
It's free. It's dollar free. That's what it is. Oh my God,
right.
Dr. Barbara, we got Gina G on. She wants to say something about the summit. I know she's signing up. That's my sister.
Woohoo! Well, of course. Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
Well, I was going to say that I can't believe you guys have that many people coming to the summit, but then that would be a total lie because I already know that God is moving and He needs to move in more and more people. So I'm just excited. I won't say surprised. I'm excited for you guys, and I definitely have to sign up. Jeannie, you know I got to sign up.
Oh, you got to. I'm going to send you a request to sign up. But she's been on the road, but I know she knows because we've talked a lot about stuff that God is doing and God is moving in your life, Gina. Do you want to just share a brief testimony of just how this summit could enhance or and just make a difference even where God has you now?
You know, it really can because He can change things. So, I mean, you wouldn't even believe how God can change things around for your life so fast if you just trust and believe in Him. And not even that, even when you don't trust and believe in Him, He'll show you something so that you can trust and believe in Him. I mean, for Him to turn, even in my marriage, for Him, what was that, in December, I mean, on the verge of letting go. So now in, what is this, March, we are happier than, it feels like we just got together, and it's been 9 years almost. So God can really just change things around if you believe in Him and you trust Him. And you know what else? You know what else, you guys? You have to be honest with Him. I know that everyone says, oh, you know, God knows what, you know, He sees and knows all things, and He knows I don't have to say nothing. You do have to say something. Because you being honest with Him is being honest with yourself. So it's okay to tell God things that, you know, you feel like He already knows. Because you need to get it out and you need to speak it. So I'm excited for 2020, 2021. I'm excited for everything because I just know He's moving. I'm excited.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. And Dr. Barbara, you were going to say something too. What were you going to say?
I mean, y'all get your expectation up. I really want y'all to realize what God is doing. God is doing something in women that we've never, ever, ever seen before. You know, we see things going on in the secular, but God's like, He's laughing because He's like, oh, girls, oh, my girls. You just wait and see what I'm going to do for you. God is moving like never before. God has shown me those who have been the most rejected, the most outcast, the most hot mess, like Gina said, are going to be the next revivalists. They're going to be the next women of power. They're going to be the next awakening. People you thought were knocked out are going to be up front. People who've been the tail are going to be the head. God is shaking up His kingdom right now. So if you feel like you've been put behind, if you feel like you've been left behind, remember the Super Bowl, they came from behind. The winners came from behind in the fourth quarter. If you are behind in the fourth quarter, God, it is your time, girl. It is your time. You need to perceive the season that you're in. You need to, you know, the weatherman can see the weather coming, and God's the weatherman, and He's saying, girl, the showers are coming. Whole women are about to change the whole world. We're about to see millions of Samaritan women who were the most outcast, the people in hiding, the people thought were nothing and nobody, going to become God's next big thing. And they're going to convert whole towns, whole cities, and they're going to be the next move of God. You know, the Samaritan woman, she was a complete outcast, but yet how many people have heard her story by now? What do you think? 4 billion, 5 billion, more? This is the kind of legacy movement that is happening right now. So get ready, girls, and plug in. Dial in. Now is not the time to get distracted. Don't go out partying this weekend. Don't do the normal things. Dial in. Perceive the moment because there's sometimes it's like a now movement from God. Like the woman who anointed Jesus for burial. What if she had said, well, I'll just do that next week?
Yeah, what if? That would have been horrible.
What if? Yeah, because I don't remember how much time, but he was about to die and then be raised again. Sometimes you don't wait. Sometimes you dial it in, girls, and now's the time.
It's the time. It is imperative that you guys get on board. I wanted to say that, you know, so many women, this is another thing that I know that because of the way some of us have been raised, some of the things that traumatic situations that have happened to us in our life, some of us have gotten hardened. Some of us may not feel that we can be safe with other women. This is another opportunity that you're going to see things differently. You're going to see your sister differently. You're going to have new relationships. It's just going to be a better situation overall. This is unity right now. This is our Father pouring into us all together. It's no one that is greater than the other. It's no competition. This is something that you definitely just have to just say, you know what, Lord, I've been praying for this moment. I surrender all to you. Whatever it is that I need to receive from this summit, let me receive it, Father God, openly and willingly. Have your complete way in my life, because I've been praying for this. And a lot of times we don't know how it's going to come. So get all preconceptions out of your mind. Just, you know, I know you might have thought it was going to come this way, or you thought it was going to happen this way. Maybe you thought it was money. Maybe you thought it was a husband. Maybe you thought it was, you know, your mother, your family relationships. But guess what? God is pouring into you right now. Eyes have not seen and ears have not heard the plans that he has for you. And this is your time right now. This is the thing that you've been praying for, exceedingly and abundantly. But I also know that the scripture says that in Proverbs 3:5, it says that trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not on to your own understanding, but acknowledge him in all thy way. This is now the time for you to acknowledge him, that you do want to change and that you got to trust him, and you can't lean on to what you've seen, what you heard, what you thought, because the Bible says that he would do it exceedingly and abundantly. This is abundant. This is a quick work. This is an exploit. This is fire. This is the anointing that destroys yoke. This is the wind of the Lord. This is his breath. This is his truth. This is what he's predestined, because it's happening so rapidly that you don't want to miss this time. You got to be at the summit. It's in the comforts of your own home, in your car, over your friends. We've been talking about watch party. But let me just say this real quick, because I don't want to lose that thought. Don't forget that when it says he would do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think, it also says according to the power that worketh in us. This is your time, girls, to take on that power. Use your power. Use your power. So, Dr. Barbara, tell us exactly about the watch and the ambassadors and all that stuff going on. There's so much going on. What's happening?
Well, first of all, for anyone who's going to be a brand ambassador or a watch party host, a brand ambassador means you send things out on social media or about the summit, and you send email to your friends. And a watch party host means you host a party where you guys are watching it together on your computer, on your screen, with friends or with church members. If you will agree to do either one of those, I have some gifts for you.
Yay!
What you need to do. Yes, we love free things. So I'm going to give away my Mind Mansion guided meditation. I'm a licensed psychologist. I deal with trauma all the time. I deal with the mind all the time. This is going to be so helpful. You can't find it anywhere else because I created it. So you really can't find it anywhere else. And also the Whole 20 and 2020 checklist for a whole life that me and Lynette Lewis, who's a TEDx speaker and a purpose coach, created together. And you go to drbarbaralowe.com/ambassador. If you want to be a brand ambassador. So that's drbarbaralowe.com/ambassador or drbarbaralowe.com/watch party. And I will send you those freebies, and then I'll send you the resources that you need to go ahead and set up your party and be an ambassador. And not only that, but God is going to reward you, because you will be sowing into the wholeness of women. You're sowing into the kingdom. Girls, we're bringing the kingdom. We say, bring it, girl. We are bringing it. You're going to say, bring it, God.
Yes, and I think it's a lot of other giveaways too that's going on, so you definitely don't want to miss it. I think it's some other books and stuff that's going on. And listen, you just don't know what's going on. I'm just telling you that you don't want to miss it. If the summit is free and you're getting free gifts and you didn't doing free, you can't, what the world, be where you need to be and get the summit of wholeness. This is the it, the World's Women's Wholeness Summit. This is the thing. This is where you need to be. I'm so glad that you joined me today, Dr. Barbara. Like I said, I mean, iron sharpens iron, and we've both been laboring. Everybody has. All of the women, all of the people that are participating has been laboring consistently, and have been laboring in excellence, y'all. I mean, giving up, turning down plates, turning out the hang, turning up. Gina, I no hang, no phone calls. I'm like, no, because this is just so important. And I wanted to elaborate on Gina G for a second, for you guys, because you know she's such a humble girl. That's my sister. I love her. She's a comedian. She makes everybody laugh. She's a gift of joy for me. I nothing will ever separate me and her together, because she is definitely a bag of joy. Never part. And so I say that, but when she finally surrendered, I know that we have many conversations. I prayed with my sister about it. And, you know, I told her that, you know, God is going to fix it. Either way, he's going to fix it. And we're going to believe, you know, and then God was just giving me different things to give to her to hold on to and trust them for. But once she finally humbled herself and said, you know what, not my will, but your will, Father, not only did her marriage, they look like they brand new. They look like they newlywed. They look like, I mean, even in the pictures, they look like it's such a difference in their whole look. But not only that, opportunities have just come up galore, y'all. It's something about when you say yes and truly mean it to God, and you get in that position to receive that outpour. And that was just only me and her talking, and he was in our midst. Can you imagine 74 speakers that is praying up and look and seeking God, and God is poured in to pour out to you, every last one of you? Oh my God, this is something you don't want to miss. I wouldn't even be, if I didn't believe in this like this, I wouldn't even be given all of this. But I'm telling you, I know when it is God. I know that this is a moment. It's been what I've been looking for. When I gave up smoking crack, I wanted to come over here on the winning team to see miracles, signs, and wonders. I did not want to be mediocre. I did not believe that I should come over here struggling like the way I was when I wasn't seeking God. And he has proven himself time and time again. And to this point, to be a part of something that is moving like a speed of light, honey, I don't want to miss it. I am not going to miss this moment. I don't care what happens, and you should not either. This is a life-changing season and time. This is a new decade, and God is doing things in a new way. He is doing a new thing, and he is doing a quick work, and this is just a blessing. Dr. Barbara, girl, yeah,
we're
my sister.
We're up to 8,800 now.
Look at that. Every hour is going 50 an hour, 75 an hour. I just talked to her yesterday. Last night she texted me it was 8.7, and now it wake up, it was 8.8.
Wow.
Now it's just growing.
Yeah. So I think it was 7.7 yesterday, and it looks like we already have 329 who opted in today. But come on, y'all. We have capacity to help millions. So come on. Listen, we have the expert on sex addiction talking. We have the expert on boundaries talking. We have the expert on child abuse talking. Like, this would be so much money, y'all. Don't underestimate, just because it's free, don't underestimate the value, because these are people who are top of their field. Many people who you would pay for $200 or $300 an hour for, and we're giving it free.
And it's not even free. Somebody is sacrificing. This is a seed that's being sown.
Right.
It's not. It's really not. It's free to you, but it's not free.
Right.
This has been a lot of work and a lot of money. It's costing somebody a sacrifice. But you know what? When it's all about God, it's not even about all of that. It's about just doing what is pleasing. And that's why when I talk to Dr. Barbara and I see or hear how many interviews she's doing in a whole day for this conference, it's tripled what she normally does. And plus, she's still a professional therapist on top of she's a wife to a wonderful husband, and she's a friend, and she's a, you know, all of these things. And I'm telling you, it is, I don't even see her weary. I'm like, good Lord, this lady is like nonstop. I wake up, here's an interview. I go to bed, there's an interview. And I'm like, she's nonstop. and so, but when it's God, he makes your burdens light. That's my point. Aren't you tired of struggling? Aren't you tired of being weighed down? Aren't you tired of thinking that everybody's against you, that you don't have nobody, that God doesn't love you? Aren't you tired of living that lie? It is time. I know you tried to decree it, declaim it, affirmation it. I know you did all that. You wrote stickers on your mirror and all that stuff. And thank God for his grace. But right now, I'm telling you, there is a testimony that's going to break it all off of you. You definitely don't want to miss this. This is an opportunity for your freedom. This is liberation. This is by his stripes you are healed and made whole. This is whom the Son has set free is free indeed. This is that you will have the mind of Christ, the heart of the Father. This is that you will be walking in power as an overcomer, as a victor. This is not no more survivor. No, you are an overcomer. You are an overcomer, and this is your chance right now to overcome it all. Put it all behind you. Walk away free and live liberated in Jesus' mighty name. Dr. Barbara, where can they follow you at?
You can follow me on Facebook, on Instagram, on iTunes, at Charisma Podcast Network, and on YouTube, just Dr. Barbara Lowe.
That's right. All right, and you go and sign up and register where now? We can't leave that out. Where they register at?
That's right, 3wsummit.com. So easy, 3wsummit.com. Go there for 3 days, triple blessing, three goals, unity, wholeness, legacy living.
All of that. Love you, Dr. Barbara. I'll see you Friday morning.
Love you Friday morning. Cause Dr. Gina will be live on our set. We're going to have live speakers as well. So she'll be live. Love you guys. Nice to
Love
meet you.
Love you, sister.
Yes.
All right.
Okay,
Gina, that was good,
Gina.
Right? Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yes. Barbara.
So we have
All
Gina
right.
and Dr. Gina.
Yep,
Gina,
Gina
nice
Dr.
to meet you, Dr. Gina. See you soon.
All right. Oh, man, I love the energy. I love, and it's all God. Okay, we don't have time for a commercial right now. We got to go straight to Elizabeth Brooks. She's got 5 minute fitness for us. And then we got Gina G with the Trinity. She's going to close us out with the Trinity. And what she say while she in L.A.? Oh, that rhyme, Gina. Did you hear that?
Was that my Trinity?
No, I'm just saying, did you hear it? I'm mad because you're not up next with your segment, but did you hear it? Gina G with the Trinity. I can't even remember what I said.
I can't even remember
what I said. I said, right? In LA, right? I don't even know what
yes,
I said.
It's a T trend somewhere, okay?
Yeah, it is. So listen, Elizabeth Brooks, what you got for us today?
Hey, you guys have a super, an amazing amount of energy today. It's amazing. I love it. I'm going to join right in. I'm going to join right in with my energy. Okay.
Come on.
To talk to you. You guys know fitness begins with correct thinking is my thing. And I wanted to talk to you guys today about mobility. Now, a lot of times you hear people talk about flexibility, but we don't tend to talk about mobility. And mobility is the ability to move easily. Now, I'm bringing this up because a lot of times we're super focused on, you know, fitness and exercise and doing all these different kinds of newfangled exercise. But all of that does not necessarily bring good mobility. And mobility has to do with more of an kind of integrated approach to fitness, about addressing every aspect of your physical efficiency. Physical efficiency being just the quality of your movement. You know, the real point of working out is not just to look good. And we already know that, right? Even though we want to look good, okay? That should not be the primary purpose of it. The purpose of working out is to feel good and to move better, okay? And so that's why I really wanted to talk about mobility today. You know, it is partly connected to flexibility, but it has to do with how you generally move all day long. A lot of times we can be flexible, but you can't bend over and pick up a pin off the ground because you have poor mobility. So mobility, I want to talk about this because, and I just wanted to get to the point where we're addressing issues of poor posture. Okay, and those issues relating to that, you know, the phones and the computers, that constant tilt looking down toward the phone, it's starting to kill our posture. And so we need improved mobility in the chest and back and shoulders, as well as improved mobility in the legs, the hips, the thighs, those areas of where we have those really super large, important joint muscles. So I wanted to give you guys some tips to deal with your mobility, your overall movement pattern, so that you move better. Of course, we're going to talk about sitting, right? Because sitting limits our mobility. It tightens our hamstrings, and it really decreases the amount of flexibility we have in our hips. I want us to get to the point where we're not sitting for more than an hour at a time. This is starting to become a really super basic thing. And now we know sitting is the new smoking, you guys. So we really want to limit how much sitting we're doing. We want to address our mobility issues by working on overall flexibility, not just joint flexibility, like you do your workout and you stretch your quads. Okay, that's great. But that doesn't mean that your legs are going to be more mobile, that you can walk better and move better. We also want to deal with, getting you guys to improve your foam rolling, really using those foam rollers more. Foam rolling can really be a big asset to decreasing, joint stiffness, tired and aching muscles. And think of foam rolling as more like getting a massage or giving yourself a massage. Think about walking and moving around barefoot, flexing your feet. That mobility in your ankles and the joints in your feet is so important. So important to mobility of the entire leg. If your feet are not flexible, you probably don't move that well. Okay,
right.
And so a lot of times we're so busy wearing shoes that we don't really take our shoes off and really move the ankles and the muscles in the feet. And then remembering to stretch our backs, our hamstrings, our pecs, okay? Got to open up those chests because we're sitting in those desks, we're looking down at those phones, and they really are, those things are limiting our overall mobility. Exercises like yoga and Tai Chi and functional movement classes, when you see those things, you want to try to participate in those things because they do help our overall mobility. They help us move overall better. And then remembering, things like resting squats, those like Native people squats. You guys remember that? Like Native people squats where you're sitting and your hips and heels are in contact. Some people don't even dream about doing stuff like that. That's like basic mobility stuff. You can be doing squats in the weight room, all day long with those heavy weights on your shoulders or doing front squats with weights. And if you can't sit down on your heels, that's a mobility issue. It's a mobility issue in your knees, your hips, and your ankle joints. Okay, so let's not just be, fit, you guys. Let's also be more mobile, okay?
Amen to that. Oh, tell everybody where they can follow you, Miss Brooks.
Okay, so remember, you guys can, if you have any questions or whatever, you can email me at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com or you can check me out at on Instagram at Body by Brooks.
I love it, and I miss you, sister. I'll see you soon.
I miss you, too. Hope to see you soon.
All right,
hon.
Okay, until next time. Yes. All right. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what you say, she got the Trinity. All the way in L.A. with the Trinity. I don't know. I messed up. It was so good the first time. Hey.
Believe me, they heard you. This is live radio. They heard you, sister.
Okay, good. As long as y'all heard it. Go ahead, G.
Okay, darling. Okay, well, let's just start. We're going to start right here. We're going to start with Michael Bloomberg. Honey, he done dropped out the race. This is the candidate, the Democratic candidate, who said that he's the only one that can beat Trump. He's the toughest guy for the job. Honey, he is gone. He is no longer in the race. Just money just wasted when you could feed the homeless, you could feed somebody. It just makes me so mad, Gina. It just irritates my soul because, I mean, they waste so much money on these doggone debates. But Biden is leading right now, and he said that he is going to go ahead and, help Biden to win. So Bloomberg's goal right now is to help Biden to win, which, it's hard to say, Gina, with coming from America and being here in this country and having to vote for president and then having Trump be our president, it's really hard to say who's going to do better or worse after Trump. So I just want to encourage everybody here in the state to make sure you vote. Vote, vote, vote. If you don't know, there is a rapper. It's a huge thing. I know we don't really deal with rappers on this show, but I just really want to say this just to go out for those artists, even gospel artists that are, you know, they're in your inbox and they're hitting you up for to play music and stuff like that. Megan Thee Stallion, which is a very, very popular rap artist, she's now suing her record label because they're getting 72% of her earnings.
Wow.
So this is just to let everybody know you have to read. Look, reading is fundamental. We learned this in second and third grade, people, and we have to continue as adults. If you don't use it, what they say, you don't use it, you'll lose it. So please read. So she is in a contract right now, is getting ready to be sued, and it's just I want people to just be aware that the devil is busy, and his stuff normally is not going to come in the form of being right in your face. It's going to be that little uppercut stuff. So all that little fine print, you guys, make sure you read and understand, because this is very huge, especially in 2020. This was happening in the 90s, Gina. You know, rappers were, you know, Puff Daddy. You know, everybody was getting out of their contracts and stuff. So this is still happening, people. So all of you artists out there, just be really aware and start reading. Also, we just want to send our love to the 9 people that lost their lives in the tornado that hit Nashville in Central Tennessee yesterday, you guys.
Oh, wow.
It was like, I think it was very unexpected. I have a niece that's in, she lives in Nashville, and she's safe. But it just came, you know, kind of like with no warning, really. It was just kind of like, here we go, tornado. And it is wiped out. They still have dozens of people missing. So you guys, please make sure you pray for those families. Excuse me, you pray for those families that are involved in the tornado. And you guys, it is Women's History Month.
Yes.
Yes, it is Women's History Month, you guys. So of course, me being a woman and my sister being a woman, I just want to tell my sister the energy on the show today is amazing. Elizabeth Brooks said it like perfectly, because it is amazing this morning. And I just want everybody to know that how that conversation and what we did this morning is the reason why I'm a part of this show, why God is taking this show to another level. And I just want to send a like love and shout out to my sister Dr. Gina Prince, because I'm telling you right now, people, the reason why you listen is because of what happened this morning. Women encouraging each other. Every time we have a female guest on this show, it's nothing but encouragement. I mean, any guest, but I mean just as far as being women, Gina just has there's no holds bar on what she's going to represent for women. So it's Women's Month. I want to thank my sister for being a woman and being my friend and just giving encouragement to not only everybody, but just women in general. And I'm so excited for this summit. I know it's going to be great. And women all month long, and even after this month, we got to rock out. Because of Black History Month, we had it hard now, y'all. We had a rough time. We had people losing boxing matches.
We had
Oprah Winfrey falling down for no reason. We don't even know why she fell, Lord. While she was talking about balance, she failed.
But I ain't going to lie, but you know what? When she said bad shoes, you know I know what that was like. Because at that show that you did, I fell with my shoes. So you,
you sure did.
But
Gina,
I was like, girl, I know. Don't nobody know, but I do. I threw them dang on shoes away.
I don't know who did that to Oprah. I seen your fall, and it was the table's fault. We're not going to blame your shoes. We're going to blame that table and that heavy chair that wouldn't move for nothing. But Oprah, we don't know what happened with her, but we had a horrible Black History Month, from the boxer Wilder blaming his outfit on him loose. I mean, it was just a horrible month. So Women's Month, let's make up for it, please. Ladies, let's stick together this month. Black, white, Asian, I don't care, across the world, because Honey Pot, which is a Black young lady that has beauty products that Target actually helped her design and put in their store. And because she did a commercial for Black History Month that stated she wanted other little Black girls to see her and know that they can succeed, there was a lot of white women. There were a lot of white women who said that it was very racist for her to say for Black girls and all that type of stuff. And actually her sales have doubled. Since those women were coming out. So I'm telling y'all, hate can be overpowered with love. Let any news, good news, bad news, any press is good press. Because I'm telling you, it'll bring out the best in some people. So let's stick together, women, Black, white, Asian. I don't care what you is. This is our month, so let's do it.
And you know,
that's going to be everything.
Yeah. I mean, Target is for everybody, but when it's a story of your own and what, you know, it, to me, right. I look at that as something like, something that she felt like she had to overcome
personally.
And pioneer so others
yes.
can have an example of that in our culture.
Right.
It's not every
right.
day that you hear about our products being, you know, recognized that way in Target like that.
Right.
So, or any other, you know, store that way. So it wasn't racist, you guys. Let's lighten up. We're
it
so
wasn't.
Sensitive
Let's
about
lighten up.
Everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you know yeah. what I'm saying? Like, come on now. I mean, there's,
it was a personal
you know, let
story,
it,
like you said.
Yeah, it's a culture thing, and it's something that, you know, that is a breakthrough for, you know, a lot of women can see that
That's
as an
right.
example. If you check our history is open for everybody to understand. It's not just our history for, it's our history, but I'm saying we have all these museums, there's so many books, there's so many
yeah.
people you can talk to that have lived through marches, lived through segregation,
yeah.
that have lived through, you know, enslavement and all types of things, you know what I'm saying? So it's
yeah.
open for you to understand. But when we're trying to say is that none of that and anything, the oppression and suppression from our past, even to our present, that we have to push past that. That's just her story to encourage others that may have some have that same kind of lineage. That's all. It's not that she don't want white people to understand it or have it or buy it or whatever. You know,
yeah.
so let's just not be so sensitive. Let's encourage each other, like Gina G said, in this month
yeah.
and just celebrate everybody, walks of life, everything that we've all been through, you know, white, black, Jews, Arab, everybody.
Yeah.
We celebrate
mm-hmm.
each other in this month. That's what it's all about. All right. Women of all race
right.
and color.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Well, Gina G, you are in LA. You'll be there until when?
I'll be here until Tuesday, you guys. I will be performing at the Comedy Store on Thursday night. If you are in this area, Thursday night at 10 p.m., it is a late show, and I'm going to try to do whatever else, but I am eating, people, okay? I am eating, 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 and I don't want nobody to judge me of all the food.
It's so funny because they got good food there, but L.A.'s never been known for good food. That's what I'm like. I thought everybody worked out, exercised, ate a carrot and an avocado. I didn't
know.
And
well, those are the ones closest to the beach, okay? But the ones that are in the city, you got to get your chicken wings. You got to get your Jack in the Box. You got to get your In-N-Out. You got to get
I had an In-N-Out burger. It was so good. I had to get it.
Yeah, so
let me say this before we go, y'all. I'm sorry. I got
to
say this. I'm sorry, Gina, because you got a lot of stuff coming too. But I got to say, D. Hattie is going to try to reschedule. He sent me a text, and he said that he is so sorry that he got the dates mixed up. He's actually in Chicago. He's been traveling, and they got him performing like in so many different places in Chicago all throughout the day. And he's been doing a promo for the last 2 days. So he said that he apologized. I hate I got the dates mixed up. I've been out here in Chicago doing promo stuff all morning. So he says we're going to work it out to reschedule. And you know, he's friends. He's fam. So, I mean, whatever you got to do, he's done been on here so many times, y'all. Y'all already know he going to make it happen. And that's family. So he's going to do it. We just need to keep him prayed up that his vocal cords stay up to par and that he keep being fly like he always is. I love everything he wears. I told him he need to do a doggone clothing line because I need some of them pants and jackets, hats and glasses that he be wearing. I don't even care. They're so fine. But yeah, you got that coming up. We got the summit coming up. And then next week, Wednesday, we got more stuff that Gina G is going to tell you about that she's got coming up that you're going to participate in and me. We're going to meet y'all somewhere. So keep in mind, we love you all over the world, you guys. Again, thank you for loving on us the way you do. Until next time, this has been Gina G and me, Dr. G. And also live healthy, live whole, live in your
destiny.
All right, until next time, loving you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.